This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is.
All right, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman and thank you for listening to this here program. Joining me on Trivia Friday, Ed Battagliano, the pride of Nashville, New Hampshire.
Nashville, New Hampshire, you're getting good at that, Tim.
Did I get it?
I'm proud of you.
Taking me a couple
proud.
Years. Couple of years,
actually,
but I worked on it.
Actually, 4 or 5, but I'm still proud.
Nashua, right?
Nashua, New Hampshire.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, right here with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Great to be here. Nashua in the Boston area. I heard a little trivia thing. You know how up north they say they want pop.
Right.
In the south, they'll say, give me a Coke. Only in the small region around Boston, they say, I'd like a tonic.
A tonic, yeah.
A tonic. I thought I was hearing it wrong.
No, growing up, that's what we said. Mike, can I have some tonic?
This sounds like medication, though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. Well, that's what most people think of when you see tonic or tonic water. I think that's what it comes from, you know,
you got another,
carbonated
you got,
water.
You got your region of the country, they'll say pop.
Pop. Right.
Soda is another.
Soda.
You go some places in the country, they'll say, give me a soda.
Minnesota.
I remember the old-timers in the South where I grew up and still live, they'd say, let's get a soft drink.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to do
this. As opposed to a hard drink.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, but Coke.
Hard liquor.
Coke in the South means anything.
It's Sprite, generic. It's generic.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper.
Let's go to the store and get a Coke.
Right.
What do you
kind?
Want? Well, I think I'm going to get a Sprite.
Right. The Coke company loves that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start asking for tonic. See if that helps my health improve.
Hey, I'll tell you one other thing too.
I don't
with
think
a lot of
where
people.
We live, that's gonna you're gonna get some looks like what in the world is he talking about?
A milkshake in New Hampshire, they call it a frap. So if you go to a Dairy Queen,
really?
A frap.
F-R-A-P-P-E. Is that how you get frappuccino?
Well, I think I'm not sure.
I've seen it.
That makes sense though, huh?
But
am I right?
It's more of a French derivative a frappe.
Really? Well, what do they get right? In that part of the country.
What do they get right? Hey, I'll tell you one thing. I've said this on the air, so if our listeners have heard this before, too bad. But growing up in New Hampshire, everything was wicked. Wicked awesome.
That
I've wicked
heard
cool.
That.
Then I became a Christian. I couldn't use it anymore. Oh, you said wicked. Brother, that means evil.
All right.
Thank you for being a wicked jerk about it. But,
all right.
You know.
Learning University is also, Trivia Friday is also known as.
I gave it away.
Yeah. Tonic University. No, Learning University.
Yeah, that was pretty sad right there. Let me start over again. Trivia Friday is also known as.
Learning University.
Right here on your radio dial. So what do we do here, Ed? What's our mission?
Well, we enjoy good eating, so let's all go out to Sonic and get us a frat.
But what's our wicked
or
purpose,
a Coke.
Ed?
Yes, we are here to make our listeners more smarter. One question at a time. That's
and
right.
More betterer.
More betterer.
And more smarter.
Our apologies to all the English teachers out there.
So, well, we have our own language here. And
people shouldn't judge us.
I don't think we have to apologize.
Right. That's right.
For it.
It's a diverse world out there. If we want to say more betterer.
Just because we want to use 3 or 4 more ERs.
Right.
Why do you think you're better than us?
Yeah.
Huh? Don't judge.
That's right.
That's a mission here is to make us more betterer.
Right.
All right. So here's how we play Trivia Friday. We're going to give 3 questions each here. So that's 9. And then...
See, our listeners are more smarter
already. That's free right there. That's just a little bonus knowledge.
That's right.
All right, 3 times 3. What do you got? You got 9. All right, so, and then you call in and ask your question and ask and answer one of ours. That's how we roll here on Trivia Friday. Let me give the phone number, 888-589-8840. That's the phone number to call and be on the radio with us. So if you don't want to be on live national radio because you run the risk of embarrassing your family, then just don't call the number and you won't be put in that position.
Because we don't call you. We don't invade your space.
Here's your number to call us, 888 589-8840. Professor Ed, please indulge us.
Yes, thank you. First question, no surprise, an Andy Griffith question. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked? What was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked on the Andy Griffith Show? Question number two.
I'd like to minute Gomer's job application. Wouldn't you? I'd like to been there. There's some places in history you'd just like to drop in here. Gomer drops by, wants to get a job.
Yeah.
How's that interview go?
You know, and you know, he has to tell wherever he's interviewing with.
Yeah.
Well, where do you live? Well, I live at in the back room of this certain filling station.
I almost gave the answer away.
Listen, we're going down this rabbit trail, so I want to wade in. I've got a friend who is over the plant where he works, and he does the interviewing. And so, you know, there's so many people that come in, and it starts to get maybe, I don't know.
Mundane?
They get in a little bit of a rut. So he and the other guy, they pair off, and they both listen to the folks. Sometimes he said when they're walking through the door, you know they're not going to get it because they're in cutoff jeans and, you know, whatever. So, but you have to go ahead and go through with it. So he and his friends started giving each other a list of 10 words they had to include in the interview, and whoever can get all 10 words in there, you know, fuzzy bunny slippers or just whatever bizarre words, the other guy has to take him out to lunch. And he started telling some of his best words that he offered and the other guy and how he's able to, in a sentence, work that in.
You know, Jeff Foxworthy says if you take a beer to a job interview, you might be a redneck.
You take a beer?
To a job interview.
Well, that sounds like that's how you make a job that's probably not all that much fun. That's how you make, that's why you go, yeah, see you, sweetie. I'll see you. I'm going to work. You know, why is he always so excited about going to work? Well, because we make fun of the people who come in. That's how we.
That's what human resources is all about, isn't it? Right. All right, what do you got?
All right, can I get to my second question here? Gee. All right, current events question. Recently, the term zombie bees has been in the news. I'm not making this up. The term zombie bees has been in the news. Multiple choice. It refers to bees that move slowly in cold weather, bees that have fly parasites, bees that fail to produce any honey, bees that die but come back to life. That's the term zombie bees, which is the right, you probably have heard stuff in the news about that. Third question.
Wait, you mean that's not an energy drink? Because I may have been wasting my money.
Zombie bees. I want a Coke. Well, I'm getting me some of that zombie bees cola. All right. The soft drink Pepsi-Cola was first introduced in 1898 under the name Brad's Drink. Is that true or false? We may have had that question on before, but I couldn't resist.
Yeah. Here's what I've got. First question. Prior to the early 1980s, the Japanese automaker Nissan was known by what name? Second question. What NFL player was nicknamed the Minister of Defense? What NFL player was nicknamed the Minister of Defense? Third question. Which sport would you be playing when competing for the Davis Cup? Which sport would you be playing if you're competing for the Davis Cup?
All right, my questions are as follows. What can Earthlings see every 76 years?
Earthlings?
What can Earthlings...
Their feet. Because your diet finally pays off, and you go, man, look what shoes I'm wearing.
After 76 years of dieting, I finally arrived at my...
I can see my feet.
All right. What can Earthlings... I'm trying to be serious here with a question.
Earthlings, all I can remember is the Bugs Bunny cartoon with the guy, the Martian, remember? The use of Earthling.
I don't remember that one. No, don't remember that one.
Well, Brent Creeley's going to get us a clip from that when we come back.
All right, here we go. Second question. What Army's motto is blood and fire? What Army's motto?
I thought that was the IRS.
Is blood.
No, that's blood out of a turnip.
Right. And Lois Lerner just took the Fifth Amendment again. Who made, final question, relatively easy, but I thought I'd ask it anyway. Who made the song Country Roads popular? Who made the song?
Good question.
I now have it in my head.
Let the record reflect. This is the longest it took us to get through our original nine questions.
And by the way, folks, if you're listening and you don't know this, but one of those nine questions is our mystery question. If you get it, if you answer it and get it right, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell. That means you win. More cowbell. You win a free CD of our hilarious highlights, Volume 2, right from this here show. More on that later.
Let's go to the phones.
All right. I like that. Let's go to Hopewell, Virginia, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I'm going to answer one and ask one, but before I get into it, I want to tell you that I lived in Cumberland, Maryland as a teenager back in the 50s, and they used the word tonic in Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, wow.
You went in a little restaurant, and you got a hamburger and a tonic.
Well, I didn't know it extended that far south.
So a tonic
it did. It absolutely did.
Yeah, so a tonic was mid-Atlantic. Tonic was a word that meant like for a
soft
Coke
drink,
or a soft drink?
That's right, carbonated beverage.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
If it was carry out, you took it out in a poke.
In a poke.
I have a hamburger, fries, and a tonic, please. That just doesn't, I don't know. That just doesn't sound right.
Well.
I'm glad that y'all changed.
Hey, around. Dave, do they still say that in Maryland, as far as you know, if you got
I
any family?
I haven't been back there for years. I just lived there. Dad worked construction, and I just lived there for a year.
Okay.
In the 50s.
All right.
All right, brother.
Fort Hill High School, Fort Hill, so.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer, Dave?
I'm going to take question number four. I can answer two or three of them, but number four is a shoe-in for me.
Which one is that?
It was about what the Nissans were originally known as in this country.
Here's the question, Dave. Prior to the early 1980s, the Japanese automaker Nissan was known by what name?
Datsun.
I remember
that's
that.
Right. I remember that, too.
And that was like, there was also a dog. Because you know what I'm saying?
I think that's a little longer spelling.
I was in Taiwan in the Army in 1961 and 2, and all of the taxis were Datsun Bluebirds.
Really? Well, that was a good truck. I tell you, those Datsuns.
Remember the Datsun 280Z?
That was a nice car. And the 300. And then the B210 or something,
It was a bomber.
Now, see, Tim, now, were you serious when you said that's a dog?
Because there's a dog named Doc.
That's what Southerners call it. My wife calls them Datsuns the time. Like, it's not Datsun, sweetie. It's Dachshund.
Right. But, well, you live here. We call them what we want to.
I know, but I just want to say, okay. You made fun of Tonic.
You
want to
call
I'm
them
fun
what
of
you, you think you're right about everything. Go back where you came from.
Other than that,
I say welcome to the neighborhood.
Hey, Dave, great way to start us out with the right answer. What's your question for us?
Okay, since y'all were going into old TV, I'm going to go back a little bit further. I'm sure y'all are old enough to have watched Paladin Richard Boone, Have Gun, Will Travel.
Have Gun, Will Travel?
Yeah, my mom, I remember mom loved it.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't think President Obama would approve of that show, but you go ahead and ask your question.
Have Gun, Will Travel.
Go ahead.
Well, at the beginning of each episode, when they played the lead-in music, they showed a close-up picture of this holster that he carried his six-shooter in. Mm-hmm. What was on the holster?
You mean like what was emblazoned there? What?
Yeah, it was on the holster.
Yeah. You know, I never saw it, so I'm having a hard time.
On the holster.
Ed, did you?
Yeah, no. You know what? This was that Dave. That was just a little before my time. I remember my mom watching it; she liked it, but I was not old
right.
enough.
We don't know.
We're stumped.
You got us, Dave. What was on the holster?
Okay, it was a chess knight. It was a white knight.
Oh, okay, a paladin.
Knight.
Yeah,
a paladin.
Paladin was a type of knight during the Middle Ages and stuff. So
okay,
his name was Paladin, right? So
okay,
Oh, that makes sense.
You got paladins and you got scarlet knights, white knights.
I guess.
All kinds of knights.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother.
White knights and blue
Thanks,
satin.
Dave. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, brother.
Never understood that song, but whatever. Right.
All right. Should we move on?
Well, I think we should.
More questions. Pocola, Oklahoma. Davis is on the line. Davis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'd like to answer your Minister of Defense question there.
All right, here it is.
Here's the Davis. Here's the question: what NFL player was nicknamed the Minister of Defense?
That was Reggie White.
Oh,
hey, we already got the cowbell question out of the way.
You know what that cowbell means, Davis?
Time for lunch.
It means Mississippi State just scored.
Hey, you just won a CD of the hilarious highlights of Learning University. Hey, way to go, buddy. So you're a sports fan.
I'm a sports fan. I played football.
Okay.
You know, I appreciated Reggie's not only his record on the field, I appreciated what a strong Christian he was, and he showed up at a lot of Christian conferences and was just a great speaker back in the day.
Yeah.
He passed of sleep apnea. Do you know that?
Right. He died.
Sleep apnea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Davis, make sure when we're through with you here on the air, do not hang up. We will put you on hold.
And don't hang up on life either, Davis.
That's right. And Jade McIntosh, our producer, is going to get your name and your mailing address, and we'll stick a free copy of that CD in the mail for you, okay?
Oh, hey, you don't have. I appreciate it. If you want to, the next caller can have it. If that's all
okay.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not greedy. I'd like to give too. You know, I'd like the next.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Correct answer.
Hey, that was very nice of you, Davis. Listen, with having that attitude, if you ever hear from Ed McMahon, and if you decide to decline
dead.
On that.
He died.
Oh, you probably won't hear from him then.
No.
If you hear from any of those sweepstakes folks, you just give them my name. The Reader's Digest people call you, and they have that big old giant cardboard check, and they're knocking on your door. You tell them to come to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Thank you, brother.
You have a question for us, Davis?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a quick, let me go ahead and ask you this one. What's the shortest bone in the human body?
The shortest bone in the human body? I think that's the medulla oblongata.
The medulla oblongata?
Well, there you go again, Ed. There you go again, trying to impose your pronunciations on the rest of the country.
On the rest of the country. That's pronunciation imperialism.
It is. Or colonialism.
Colonialism.
I didn't finish medical school, but I remember that
the shortest
brain was not a bone. I remember that was on page one.
It is for some people.
The bone head. The shortest bone in the human body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I have no.
I'm going to guess
tip of the finger.
I'm going to guess it's the little hammer in your ear.
Ooh,
there's a little bone in there, but I forget the name of it. That was on page two.
Okay.
On the
well,
medical board.
I'm going with JJ.
What? You're right. It's the stirrup.
Wow.
JJ Jasper knows his small bones.
That's right. He knows that the brain is not a bone, and he knows what the shortest bone in the body is.
I just like saying medulla oblongata. It just sounds cool just to say it. It's also a heavy metal band. A lot of people don't know that.
It was a Greek god, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Medulla oblongata. There you go. That's what I'm talking. Open up for Megadeth.
No, medulla oblongata. Or however you pronounce it. Wasn't that in Greek mythology, you couldn't look in her face, remember?
That was Poseidon.
Was Medusa.
What an adventure.
Actually, was Medusa, but I guess the joke just didn't go over.
Hey, Davis, thanks. Have a great weekend.
I threw out about the only Greek god I know. Poseidon.
Poseidon.
All right, you're listening to... Shall I?
Go ahead.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we also call this program
Learning University
because we're helping you learn and be more betterer. and smarterer.
We also call this show Medulla Oblongata.
Medulla Oblongata provides our theme music, which we'll play later on this hour.
Now, the next person to get a question correct gets the free CD.
Hey, that was nice of Davis.
It was. Let's repeat our questions, and let's do it quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible. Okay, my first question on the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked?
No, don't do it like that commercial when they say, not available in Montana. They end it like that.
Okay, on the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked? Second question, kind of in the news, current events question. Recently, the term zombie bees has been in the news. It refers to, multiple choice here for you folks, bees that move slowly in cold weather, bees with fly parasites, bees that fail to produce any honey, or bees that die but come back to life.
Oh, there's a fifth one. Or bees with an attitude.
Bees with an attitude.
Yeah, that's a fifth option.
Zombie bees. Run for your life. third question. The soft drink Pepsi-Cola was first introduced in 1898 under the name Brad's Drink. Is that true or false?
JJ, what you got?
Here's what I have. Which sport would you be playing when competing for the Davis Cup? Second question, I'll add one.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes after the U.S. vice president in the line of presidential succession?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Third question, what animal is depicted on the flag of Wyoming?
Animal?
That's a new one. Animal is depicted on the flag of Wyoming? Give you a clue, it's not alligator.
And it's,
so there's one animal.
And it's
off
not the,
medulla
oblongata.
No, or gator.
They can be... ferocious.
Yes,
you don't want to mess with one. You got one in the backyard.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone till it moves to your neighbor's yard.
What, you've been doing that guy?
Yes. Oh yeah.
You see them run around your backyard?
They've been known to bite people.
Ooh man, they're poisonous. What can earthlings see every 76 years? You walk out in your backyard every 76 years and you look up, or you look around, or you just experience life. What are you going to see?
Right.
Every 76 years. All right, it's not the birth of our country either. That's often confused. Number two, what army's motto is blood and fire? You have to think outside the box here a little bit. What army's motto is blood and fire? Number three, who made the song Country Roads popular? Who made the song Country Roads popular?
Can we sing it? Can we sing a few?
After we find out an answer.
I think I know the answer to your earth, wind, and fire question, but you left off one of them, that's for sure.
I tell you what, I would pay to see Earth, Wind, and Fire sing Country Roads. That would be a show right there. I tell you what, we probably need to go to break and then a little 30 seconds early and then come back because we've just repeated our questions, and then when we come back, we'll go to the phones. And who's up? Who will be up next?
Well, we'll have Rio from Baker City, Oregon. Will be up.
Okay.
Right after the break.
And then your call. We got a lot of people waiting online. We're going to get to calls as quickly as possible. We promise in the next half hour. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Oblongata.
Learning University. We'll be back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to the teacher's lounge.
Next person to get the question right gets a free CD.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with Dr. Greg Janz about his latest book, 10 Tips for Parenting the Smartphone Generation.
So we want to be careful about overstimulating the brain, and we look for two things, time and intensity. How much time are they on those games or devices, and how intense is it?
We'll also talk with Jenna Ellis, author of The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution. Next time on Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR, and online at AFR.net.
People always ask me, what all do you see in Washington, D.C. when you go on your spiritual heritage tour? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I guess the better question is, what don't we see when we go to our nation's capital?
on our Spiritual Heritage Tour. We're going to be going in September the 14th through the 17th. The Capitol, all the monuments, the Arlington National Cemetery, the National Archives, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court. We're even going to George Washington's Mount Vernon on Saturday. So it's going to be a great time in our nation's capital. One of the best aspects of this is we get to spend time together with brothers and sisters from across the country. So if you want more information on our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, or our Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown trip, either one of those or both of those, you can go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Brody Copeland should have been playing baseball this summer, but the 11-year-old from Lakeway, Texas, will no longer hear the crack of a bat. He will no longer run the bases. Brody was one of those killed in the terrorist attack in Nice, France. Brody's father, Sean, also died. Among dozens and dozens who were slaughtered by a vehicular jihadist, the carnage simply unspeakable. The Copeland family had been on vacation in France. We do not know the whereabouts of other family members. Brody played for Hill Country Baseball. His dad was a coach, and now they are gone. That little boy will never get his driver's license or dance with a pretty girl at prom. He will never deliver a valedictory address or walk the aisle in holy matrimony. That little boy's life was snuffed out in the most terrible way by a man named Muhammad. You can pretty much figure out the rest for yourself. I'm Todd Starnes.
All right. That's a...
That's Looney Tunes. Now, we had to go a long way to get this.
Yeah.
The reason we've got this is because you mentioned Earthlings. I kept thinking about Marvin the Martian. We try to find a clip of Marvin the Martian from the Bugs Bunny show, you know, saying, "Greetings, Earthlings."
Right.
And we couldn't. We just couldn't get it in time. So we went with Looney Tunes. Yeah.
He tried.
Brent tried. The little boy was with his dad. They were digging in the garden for some bait. And he picked up a worm and said, "Here you go." His dad said, "No, that won't work. That's not an earthworm." Little boy's eyes got big and said, "Wow, what planet is it from?"
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go first, as I promised before the break, to Baker City, Oregon. Rio is on the line. How you doing, Rio?
Good.
Hey, this says age 10 on here. You've been age 10 for like 3 years, haven't you? Aren't you 13 or 14 yet? You're not. Okay. We've had you on the show before, hadn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I think several times. All right. You're a brave soul. So you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Okay. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about blood and fire.
Ooh, wow. That's Tim's. That's...
What is that, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah, the Blood and Fire question.
Oh, yes. The question is, what army's motto is Blood and Fire?
The Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Salvation Army's motto.
I never saw that coming.
Columbia.
I'm not sure the reason for that. I should know that because I asked the question.
Well, blood of Jesus and the baptism of fire or something.
I'm thinking something of that nature. Yeah, be some biblical references. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the Salvation Army's motto.
Wow, Rio, how'd you know that?
Well, I read a lot of books about it, and we watch a lot of movies about it, too.
Well, good for you.
Wow, excellent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, William Booth.
Get yourself some learning there.
You have a question for us,
and
Rio?
I go to the Salvation Army a lot.
Okay, all right. Well, you're paying attention then. Good
Absolutely,
for you.
Good for you. We want your question for us, Rio.
Who was sent to Damascus to lay hands on Paul?
Who was sent to Damascus to lay hands on Paul? Sent to Damascus.
I remember the story because he resisted a little bit. Wait a minute.
His name was Ananias. I think it was Ananias.
He got a vision.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Ananias, good for it.
Way to go, Ed. It's different from the Ananias and Sapphira, you know, because he was dead by that time.
Hey, Rio, stay on the line because Davis, he paid it forward, and you're going to win a CD, Hilarious Highlights of Learning University. So make sure and stay on the line so they can get your address, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Rio. You have a good day in Baker City, Oregon. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We appreciate you calling in. We're going to take as many calls as we can. We posed our questions prior to the break, and because it takes about 3 minutes to do that, we're not going to do it again for the next few minutes. So if you're just joining us, just sort of guess what our questions are and what your answers are. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Wichita, Kansas, and Sue is on the line. Sue, welcome to Trivia Friday today. All right.
Next.
We lost Sue.
Our apologies.
Our apologies.
Well, I can explain that. Sue was out in the parking lot looking for those Pokemon Go dragons. and you don't want to stay to be on a show when you can have an opportunity to walk off a cliff or get hit by a bus or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, those things are causing some crazy stuff to
happen. I know it. All right, Goshen, Mississippi, Lynn is on the line. Welcome to the program today, Lynn.
Hello, how are y'all?
Hey, we're doing good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just got a question to ask, and that is, what event happened the same night of the Great Chicago Fire? Was it probably just as significant?
It happened the same night as the Great Chicago Fire?
Yes, sir.
So what are we talking about, 1906 or something?
When the lady's cow kicked over the lantern?
1871.
1871?
Hold on just a minute. All right, don't tell us.
It's going to be some great revival, I'm guessing. Seems like I remember the parallel. But you know what happened? The lady's cow kicked over
a lamp,
the lantern.
Yeah.
The boy jumped over the moon.
That was a different date.
Oh. Little boy.
That was Lance Armstrong. He said, boy one over. Giant step.
Oh. Lance Armstrong. Oh, man, we are. Yeah,
I think we got our history.
No clue.
There's something's not right about our history right there.
I'm going to guess it was a revival of 1871.
Okay, and I'm going to say I think it was the invention of the telephone. And then, Tim, do you have a...
Michael Jordan was born around then.
Michael Jordan. Okay, so those are the three. We have three guesses, Lynn. Anybody even close?
Well, the first one, he mentions the revival. That isn't my answer, but a little footnote here. D.L. Moody was preaching, and he did not give an invitation. And as the people streamed out of the tabernacle, the fire bells began to ring, and the events unfolded of, the next couple. And he swore he would never preach again without closing with an invitation to come to Christ. So technically, yes, that did have a little play in there. But what happened that night was, it's called the night America burned. Five cities burned the night that Chicago burned. And the one in Wisconsin, unbelievable story. It was like a inferno of a gale force wind, and could have been 2,500 people perished. They were totally vaporized. Five cities all burned that very night. We were in Holland, Michigan when I learned this information. Beautiful city. There were incredible churches, lots of incredible churches in a lot of these cities, and there's conspiracy theories, but sometimes you think it just may have been a hand of God there, but that's the answer.
Wow. Five cities burned. I had no idea.
You know, I was thinking song, The Night Chicago Died. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The 70s?
Yeah.
That was actually, I thought, well, maybe that was about the Great Chicago Fire. That was actually about Al Capone and his men having a shootout with police. It was a big national story, big deal in Chicago.
The Valentine Massacre?
St. Valentine's Day Massacre, I don't think is what that song's about.
No.
But that was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
anyway,
thanks so much.
Interesting.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yes. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
That's
right.
Some good information from
Lynn.
Excellent. Great trivia.
Learning. Learning. That's learning. What we got going on.
But we didn't find out if Michael Jordan was born in 1871. We'll try to look that up.
It was around that time. Hey, okay. Repeat your questions, please, Brother Ed. Professor Ed, whatever you prefer.
Eduardo. I like Eduardo, if you guys could start referring to me like that, with the right accent, too.
Talking. Anyway, go ahead.
On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the owner of the gas station where Gomer worked? Second question,
how did Gomer apply for the job when they had their first interview?
That's right.
I don't know how that went down.
Current events question next. Recently, the term zombie bees has been in the news. It refers to, here's your multiple choice.
All right.
Bees that move slowly in cold weather, bees that have fly parasites, bees that fail to produce any honey, bees that die but come back to life.
Saw the movie.
Saw the movie.
Nobody in the theater, but it was a Saturday matinee and it was cheap, but only a handful of people in there to watch that.
To watch zombie bees. Movie. That was scary. Third question, the soft drink Pepsi-Cola was first introduced in 1898 under the name Brad's Drink. Is that true or false? Those are my three.
Which sport would you be playing when competing for the Davis Cup? Which sport would you be playing if you're competing for the Davis Cup?
I wonder where the idea of handing out cups came from. You know, what is the big? Is that some great reward down through history?
Well, actually, originated.
Here's your cup.
Yeah.
No, I'd like a glass. You got to get a cup right here, buddy.
Little known
this
fact
is what you won. I don't want a cup. I want some gold. I want some silver. No, you get a cup.
In Massachusetts, as people used to drink tonic. And they used to toast one another there. You know, you want something, and they said, give me the cup.
All right.
You know, you're on to something, because even a bull rider or get a belt buckle, you can use
right,
that.
Right, you can use that. You get a cup. I got a cup. I got 1,000 cups.
Yeah, show me the money.
Show me the money. I want some gold, some silver, some bronze, something. Anyway, go ahead, Ed.
I'm done.
Yeah, here's what I've got. About the Davis Cup. That's what got you off on that tangent. Second question, who comes after the U.S. vice president?
Tangents aren't always bad.
No.
They serve a purpose.
The math teacher.
Yes.
They taste just like oranges sometimes, too. I have a good tangent.
Yes.
Around Christmas time.
Yeah, tangent and a tonic. You're feeling good, huh? Almost illegal, I think.
Who comes after the U.S. vice president in the line of presidential succession?
Right. And if this ever happened in our country today, you'd move to China. But anyway, other than that, that person might be good.
And then, what animal?
Animal.
Is depicted on the flag of Wyoming?
That's a great question. I like that.
The flag of Wyoming has an animal
on it.
We want to know what it is.
Prominently displayed.
What it is. All right, what it is. All right, so anyway, what can earthlings see every 76 years?
Earthlings.
what can earthlings see every 76
Greetings,
years?
Greetings, earthlings. See, I got Marvin the Martian
on your mind.
Anyway,
all right, number two. Who made the song Country Roads popular? Who made it popular?
Sing a couple lines. So
I will later on. I'm warming up right now in my mind. I think I'm going to bless everybody. You just stay tuned for that right there.
Hey, you know you're in trouble when you went to those gospel meetings and they said, don't listen to the Lord. We sang it. Just let it be a blessing to you.
Listen to the words. You're in for a treat.
No, you ruined the song with the way you sang it.
Listen, if you can't sing it good, why are we listening to you? Just hand out a piece of paper and we'll read the words.
And then when they hand the microphone, which you don't want to hand the microphone, that's the first mistake. Hand the microphone to the person and say, give a short testimony. And when they start, I was born at a very early age. You better hope you brought your lunch.
You think churches
ought to
have.
You're going to be there a while.
I've just always wondered. I've never been in the choir, but don't you think they need to have tryouts?
To attend church, you mean?
No, to get in the choir loft.
Oh,
a robe means something.
Yeah, but some churches,
you know,
are pretty
get in
small,
the choir
too.
Loft and you get up there,
yeah,
and you can't sing a lick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Somebody ought to be able to tell you that without just
dividing the church up. Why aren't churches growing? Poorly trained singers in the choir is a major reason.
It's not the sermons; it's the singing,
right?
And so I just think maybe tryouts are appropriate. You know, bring in judges like America's. voice or whatever they call it. What do they call it?
I'm sorry, you're going to just have to sit in the pews with the rest of the people.
Right, right. We nothing personal, but you can't sing.
You're not getting,
so you're not getting
in
our choir. Right. All right.
That big old bucket you're going to be holding to carry that tune in is going to be a distraction to the rest of the congregation.
You can take up the offering, but you can't sing.
Well, most churches have a preaching tryout for the pastor.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think
the guy can preach.
You need some standards
right.
in your choir.
Right.
You know, not just y'all come, put on a robe and join.
A robe means
something. Miss Betty, I know the Bible says we'll all be singing in heaven.
Right.
I think it might
not apply
to you.
But that's in heaven. That's not here.
I blame it on those newfangled translations, because we know the one says make a joyful noise, but that newest edition says or make a happy racket.
All right, my third and final question. It's a new one, Bible related. What's the Hebrew word for peace used as both a greeting and a farewell?
Ah.
This is a pretty easy question.
I love
still.
Questions of aloha.
What's the what's the Hebrew equivalent of aloha? That's what I want to know.
There you go.
All right, who's up next?
All right, we're in Plumerville, Arkansas.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow.
And Tim has been waiting patiently. I clicked on him about 5 minutes ago. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday. Tim, are you still there? I wouldn't blame you if you weren't.
He's giving us a silent treat.
Tim. All right. I guess we're...
You see how many people have been distracted by that Pokemon Go? Wandering somewhere.
Wandering somewhere.
With his head down, looking at his smartphone.
Well, Tim missed out, so now we're in Charleston, West Virginia. Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on the program.
Well, you're welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both, to Michael?
I'll do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The 76 years question.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Tim's excited about this.
Well, because I can say this word again. What can earthlings see every 76 years?
Halley's Comet.
Halley's Comet. Absolutely. When was the last time that came around there, Todd?
Michael.
Michael?
Yeah, I don't know.
Halley's Comet.
Now, wasn't the writer, who am I thinking about, that did Tom Sawyer and Huck?
Bill Haley?
No. No.
Bill Haley and the Comets. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. Wasn't he born when Halley's Comet came in, and then he said he's going to go out when it comes back through the second time, and he died on the day.
Really? Is that true?
I think it is. It seems like it was him.
His secretary's name was Kennedy.
Oh yeah, I remember those between Lincoln and Kennedy. The surreal.
Yeah, it seems like that was the case with him.
Oh, that's interesting.
But that is a correct answer.
Yeah, way to
every
go.
Every 76 years, Earthlings can go outside, look up in the sky, and see Halley's Comet. That is correct.
Yes, Earthlings, take me to your leader.
Hey, all Michael, right. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. This is a Bible question. I've been reading up on the book of Revelation, so I thought this would be interesting. The locusts, I forget what chapter they're in, but they
chapter
were given
nine.
The power to torment people. What?
Chapter 9.
Yeah, okay. They were given the power to torment people for a certain time. How long was that time?
Well, they were doing what now? For how long? What?
They were given the power to torment people for 5 months.
That's right.
Who was?
The demonic locusts.
Wow, that was our pastor.
Demonic locust?
Yes.
And then we got
right
zombie.
From the abyss.
We've gone from demonic locust to zombie bees.
Zombie bees.
In about, what, 3,000 years?
That's 4, in Revelation, what? Revelation chapter 23. The zombie bees.
The zombie bees.
Not really.
And the demonic locust.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Michael. And thanks for, excuse me, for being in the Word. That's the quickest way to grow spiritually.
Amen.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
All right. God bless you. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University. Guess what year Halley's Comet appeared last? This is just a free question.
You know, you
wasn't
want us
long
to try
ago.
The year not year was 1986.
Really?
Yeah, Halley's Comet appeared in 1986. So,
gentlemen, none
I
of
said
us
so.
Will, none of us will see it.
No,
not from this angle.
Hey, speak
got,
for yourself.
We got.
I've been taking vitamins.
We got it coming around again. But yeah, Ed, I think you're right. We're going to be out of here. You and
more than likely, except for JJ. We
no,
won't
ain't
see
no more than likely to it.
As Earthlings, we'll see it as citizens of that heavenly country up
2061.
Yonder. 20.
I'm a patient man.
I'm not hanging around to see that.
I don't want
to
live to 2061 myself.
If I was still here in the year 2061, I wouldn't be able to see my next door neighbor, let alone Haley's Comet.
Hey, three,
I'll take your word for it.
The three guys that just left the funeral, and they said, you know, what would you want people to say standing in that line? And one said, oh, you know, he looks natural. The other one says, well, he was a faithful person, loyal friend. And the third guy said, what would you want him to say? He said, I want him to say, whoa, he's moving.
Hey, right here in the year 2061.
Every man wants to live to be 100, except the man that's 99.
No, I think that's the only one who wants to live to 100 is the one who's 99. I'm 57. I'm going, I don't want to live to 100.
No,
if I was 99, I would.
Everybody wants to live to be 100, except the man that's 99.
Why wouldn't the man
do I have to explain it?
Yeah.
See, he just has 1 year left. You want to live to be 110 or 116 if you're 99.
Oh,
you don't
want to
say, wow, I only have 1 year left.
All right. I get it then. Listen, I
don't know what to say.
Stop judging me, Tim. I had a different answer, and I have a different, yeah. May have different morality.
Kind of like tonic and...
medulla oblongata, tomato, tomato.
Moving right along.
Yes. In fact, we moved to Houston, Texas. Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
I'd like to take the question about the president, vice president succession.
Yes, sir, Todd.
Howdy doody was a great American, by the way.
He was.
He saw Haley's Comet.
Great American puppet.
Speaker of the House.
Here's the question. Who comes after the U.S. vice president in the line of presidential succession?
Speaker of the House.
You're exactly right. So if something happens to the president and then something happens to the vice president, automatically the Speaker of the House will be the President of the United States.
Today it would be
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan, but a couple of years ago it would have been...
John Boehner. Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
You're not supposed to use bad words on the radio, Ed. So anyway, but... You want to apologize for listeners?
For saying Nancy Pelosi?
Don't say it again. Good night.
Well, I didn't know that Nancy Pelosi was a bad
word. Now you know. What do we got? What's the next? We got a
All
question.
All right, Todd, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I do. In the first quarter of the last century, there were three manufacturers that made steam-powered cars. What were they?
There were three manufacturers that made steam-powered cars. In the last, when did you say this happened?
First quarter of the last century.
1900 to about 1928,
29. Steam-powered cars.
That would have been GE?
No,
General Electric?
No idea.
Is that one of them?
I have no idea.
See, I'm a car guy, but I'm stumped.
Yeah.
Seems like Mercedes-Benz. It started out somebody, and then the other one. There were two
John
guys.
John Deere?
Yeah, I'm stumped.
I think you got us.
Nope.
You got us, Todd.
Okay, Stanley Steamer, the White, and the Doble. And the Steamer was, Stanley was the only one that did not have a boiler explosion.
Stanley Steamer.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what the thing with steam locomotives and everything.
Yeah.
You could run it relatively cheap and it would get extreme high speeds, but there wasn't a real good way to regulate.
Stanley Steamer.
Stanley Steamer never had an explosion.
Wow.
Yeah, there's also a guy named Stanley Steamer.
But because of the way it was designed, it was safe.
Okay. Stanley Steamer also was a great a bluegrass picker with Bill Monroe.
Stanley Steamer.
You don't have to fall for that, Todd.
I think Todd got it. Sounded like he got it. Hey, Todd, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend, all right?
Google Stanley Steamer picking and see. You're right up there with Glenn Campbell and Eric Clapton.
You looking out your backyard?
You see Stanley Steamer out there tearing that guitar up?
It sounds like a good baseball player.
Yeah. Oh, the banjo, yeah. Either one. Stanley was good at both.
Stanley Steamer drives it into the gap. He's going to take three. All right, keep going.
I think we keep going.
Paxico, Kansas.
No, we don't.
And yeah, we're gonna right now. And Rachel's on the line. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Rachel?
Both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The one about the zombie bees.
Good. Thank you, Rachel.
I'm curious about this.
All right, here's a current events question. Recently, the term zombie bees has been in the news. It refers to, and here's your multiple choice options, bees that move slowly in cold weather, mm-hmm. bees with fly parasites, bees that fail to produce any honey, or bees that die but come back to life. What's your answer, Rachel?
Bees that have fly parasites.
That is correct.
Bees that are what now?
Bees that have fly parasites, devastating bee populations around the country. And they're also called zombies, you know, kind of a shortened version. And they, and what's strange is that once these flies have laid their eggs inside the bee, they leave their hive at night on what's called an inexplicable flight of the living dead. They leave their hive at night and start flying around, and they die. And
so, I mean, is this like a fly bee war?
No, no, it's a parasite, and it's and these flies infect bee populations and people who you know are honeybee. I don't know if you call them farmers or what. Their bee populations get devastated by it. So,
wow.
Clyde from over in Winston County, he lived to be 116 years old, and he credits it from eating that honey from them zombie bees, and he also put a little pinch of gunpowder in his oatmeal every single morning. But now I tell you this, when they cremated him, it blew the whole side out of the funeral home. But now I tell you, if you want to take a little honey every day, and if you especially get some of that zombie honey, why, well, you can figure on seeing Haley's Comet come back through again in about 76 years.
Oh. Haley's Comet?
Comet.
All right there.
Oh, my goodness. Rachel, I didn't even hear you laughing. You didn't think that was funny?
Oh, man.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, okay. Blew the whole half of the. Oh, that's funeral home out. That's classic. You get a fist bump.
Yeah,
people can't see it on radio, but I just gave him a fist bump for that. All right, Rachel, we're almost out of time before the break. You have the question for us?
Yeah, and it's kind of a two-parter question.
Hey, okay. Did you hear about the man that drowned in a whiskey vat?
Uh-uh.
This was a true story. I saw it in the paper. He drowned in a whiskey vat. And they cremated him.
Yeah,
he burned for 3 days. That was it. Was I mean I don't. I'm not saying it's funny. You know, I'm just saying that.
And you're not saying it's true.
No,
you're
but just... I'm not saying it's true either. I'm just saying that it happened.
All right, Rachel. What's your question for us?
It's kind of a two-parter question.
Okay.
The first part is in the original "The Wonderful Wizard of Oz" story. What did the silver slippers represent?
What did the what? What did the
why? The silver slippers, the Dorothy's slippers were made of silver in the book.
Okay.
And why were they made of rubies in the movie?
What did the ruby red slippers represent?
Ruby red dress.
The slippers were made.
Wasn't it?
Were made of silver. What did the silver shoes represent? And then in the movie adaptation, why were the slippers rubies instead of silver?
You guys know?
I'm stumped. You better tell us.
You better tell us. There's the music for the break.
Okay. In the book, when it was written at the turn of the 20th century, all of the characters and different elements in the book basically made fun of Americans during the Second Industrial Revolution. And the silver slippers represented backing U.S. currency with silver instead of gold.
Okay.
And in the movie, it was the first movie that was made in color. So they changed the slippers to rubies instead of silver. Since it was red, it would show off the variety of colors they could use.
Hey, that is nice.
Excellent. Good question.
Great trivia.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
We'll be back in 5 minutes after the news with another half hour of Learning University right here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.